Japa, Mini Meditation Series, Ras Lila Collection, Gopal Champu, Part 3, Title, Meeting Shyam, Madhav Milan. Upon hearing Madhava Murari's Murali, the Braja Gopis give up their houses and overcome all insurpassable obstacles imposed by their elders, because they have offered the wealth of their very selves through their one and only Master Sri Shyam Sundar. As the excited gopis walk through the forest of Vrindavan to meet Shyam, their hips shake with excitement and their waist bells proudly jingle, sounding like a group of chortling swans. When the gopis arrive at the Rasastali on the banks of the Yamuna, they see Smara Murtiman Shyam, the personified devata of love divine, the Aprakrita Kamadev, Kamadev Sri Shyam Sundar Bhagavan. The atmosphere under the full moon light of the Rasastali is supremely attractive, as various rivers merge into the one dark, beautiful blue ocean, which is full of waves. All the gopis, like rivers, they're coming from their various houses in Braj, and they quickly come to meet Madhav with their limbs trembling in anticipation. The beauty of the Yamuna, waves dancing under the sparkling rays of the full moon, the singing cuckoos and buzzing bees and fragrant flowers and cooling breezes, glorious moonlight, increase the enchanting beauty of the kunjas. The gopis, like golden creepers, they stand all around the dark tamal tree known as Krishna. Standing before Krishna, the gopis, with their beautiful, wide, elongated eyes and youthful forms, and wearing white cloth and decorated with white sandal, seeing these most beautiful and delicious and luscious, gorgeous gopis, Krishna becomes thirsty like a chakora bird to drink the sweet moonshine of their faces and relish the sweet ecstasy of their love. Seeing their beauty, Krishna thinks to himself, "Oh, how astonishing! I am beholding the beloved gopis before me." As Krishna does this, he's gazing at their beautiful forms, daubed with white sandalwood paste and wearing moon-white dazzling dresses. With his thirsty chakora eyes, Krishna then drinks the sweet nectar from the golden full moon faces of the gopis who are flattering him with their wide, blossoming, love-filled lotus eyes. As Krishna glances over the firm and beautiful raised breasts of the beautiful gopis, he thinks, "How astonishing, how beautiful, how incredible. These gopis are the unlimited combined treasure of fresh and beautiful adolescence." After admiring and gazing at all the gopis, Krishna's eyes finally land on the beautiful face of Radharani, and he looks at her again and again, two or three times. While seeing and admiring the incredible, incomparable, matchless, divine, transcendental beauty of Radharani's love-saturated, pure, beautiful form, Krishna thinks to himself, Radharani is the most beautiful of all beautiful creations in the entire universe and every possible aspect of creation. She is a Lakshmi among all Lakshmis. Oh, if my eyes could not see her and see the beauty of Radharani, it's better I go blind. Meanwhile, noticing Shyam's intense attraction, attachment, and excitement, Radha fixes her eyes on Krishna's delicious and beautiful form, and Radha too starts trembling due to the agitation of Madhur Ras. She becomes very agitated with the greed created by Krishna. With unblinking eyes, Krishna gazes upon Radha's gorgeous face while thinking that all beautiful objects, Radharani is the beauty of all beauties. What is the use of my eyes without seeing sweet Radha? Better that my eyes go blind. When Radha fixes her love greedy glances upon Shyam, she becomes agitated by the rising of Sringhar Ras and starts trembling while radiating a most beautiful and attractive divine radiance. Thus concludes part 3, Meeting Shyam. Krishna meets the gopis and the Radha. Gopal Champu ki Jai.